Hello and welcome to the Friday, July 31st, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Augusta, Georgia. I want to start out by elaborating a little bit on the Bind DNS server vulnerability that has caused a lot of news articles these last 2 days. Earlier this week, ISE did patch Bind, and I mentioned it here on the podcast. We had a little one-liner on the site, but really yesterday, today, sort of there were a lot of inquiries about this vulnerability. The vulnerability itself is related to the T-key feature. T-key allows you to dynamically negotiate a key between a name server and a client. Now, don't confuse this with DNSSEC. Really nothing to do with DNSSEC. Also, not really related to T-sec, even though it's a little bit an extension to this. If you set up a replication setup between two DNS servers, you often define a T-SIG key. Now, T-SIG, short for T-Signature, is a static shared secret that you configure in both name servers. This, of course, is a little bit cumbersome to configure all of these secrets. A T-key is supposed to solve this problem by dynamically negotiating these keys using the Diffie-Hellman algorithm. And apparently, within the algorithm that does negotiate these keys, there is a vulnerability that causes the Bind name server to crash. At this point, I am not aware of a public exploit, but if you look at the actual patch for Bind, it's an extremely trivial patch, actually, so wouldn't be surprised if someone will come up with an exploit fairly quickly. According to ISC, this particular bug can be exploited with a single UDP packet, so this could easily be spoofed, and also it's hard to detect queries that use a very specific record type. At this point, I'm not aware of an IDS signature, and a signature like this may also be quite tricky to write, so your best bet is to patch your Bind name server as quickly as possible, in particular if this is a public-facing and an authoritative name server. Internal recursive name server may be less of an issue here because, well, they can't easily be reached from outside your network. Also, this pretty much affects all versions of Bind 9, so if you haven't patched Bind yet this week, you are likely vulnerable. The feature itself is actually reasonably old. The RFC for it was published in 2000. And in diaries, we have a quick diary by Russ about how to use the statistics programming language R in order to process your logs. First, today he just published a quick intro in how to extract your logs and essentially send them to R. He promises more details with some use examples tomorrow. R is really great if you're trying to figure out statistics like whether or not an event is actually significant or not. Also has some great graphing abilities, so I'm looking forward to see what Russ has to write about it. And after a stage fright, more bad news for Android user, a denial of service bug that can be exploited by exposing the Android phone to a malicious MKV video file. This is just a denial of service in that sense that, for example, you will no longer hear any ringtones or text or any other notification tones. Also, the user interface will become extremely slow and essentially no longer respond. If you have your phone locked, you cannot unlock it. Now, how persistent this particular exploit is depends a little bit on how it is launched. It can be launched from an application. If this application auto starts itself, then even after rebooting your phone, you may still find it locked. Now, you can always safe boot it and then just delete the malicious software that may launch this particular video, so you can bypass it. The bug was found by Trend Micro, and Trend Micro sort of puts forward a scenario where this bug will be used in order to write more sophisticated ransomware. We have seen this quite a bit lately. Usually it's just a stupid simple JavaScript trick, not and pay up money in order to remove that JavaScript bugs. It would be a bit harder for the user to get rid of this problem. And by the way, next week I will be in Boston. On Wednesday, I'll be giving an evening talk about the Internet of Evil Things. If anybody's interested in attending, please send me an email and I'll send you details back. That's it for today. Thanks for listening and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.